They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank. Focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at bnymellonwealthmanagement.com.
Get set for tech.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Technology stocks are set to rally this morning. Intel, IBM, and Yahoo reported better-than-expected earnings last night. Computer sales in Europe and Asia have been strong. That means more people are using the Internet. Well, on Wall Street yesterday, there was a lot for the stock market to fret over. Record high oil prices, disappointing earnings, and more reminders of how bad housing is. The Dow was down 71, the S&P dropped 10 points, the NASDAQ was lower by 16. Overnight in Asia, the major markets moved lower. The Indian stock market really fell out of bed, a drop of 9%. Regulators announced a strategy to cool that red-hot market. It's up 81% this year. Bubble may be more like it. From now on, limits on trades from investors who buy shares anonymously. In Europe this morning, tech stocks are leading the markets higher. Key for the markets here today will be the reports on consumer inflation and new home construction. You'll soon have more choices when flying from the U.S. to Europe. Air France and Delta Airlines have a joint venture for nonstop transatlantic routes. Kyle James reports from Berlin.
This new joint venture allows Air France, KLM, and Delta to share revenue and profits on their transatlantic routes. It covers flights between several European and U.S. hubs. They'll also expand their presence at London's Heathrow Airport in the hopes of eating into some of British Airways' lucrative business there. Aviation analyst Nick van den Broel says KLM has had a joint venture with Northwest Airlines for years, so the players know exactly what they're doing.
It's a very, very good deal because they know exactly how to operate it. They know it makes money. It's an effective sharing of capacity, and it allows them to build businesses more effectively by combining their passenger flows.
He says the deal should give passengers more options in terms of destinations and connections. It could also bring down ticket prices from Heathrow, especially for business passengers. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
Shareholders in nursing home provider Manor Care will make an important decision today. They'll vote on the proposed sale of the company to private equity's Carlyle Group. Among the critics of this $6 billion deal is a union of healthcare workers. From Ohio Public Radio, Karen Kessler reports.
HCR Manor Care operates more than 500 facilities in 30 states. That's 43,000 resident beds. Some workers in those facilities belong to the Service Employees International Union. Dave Regan is a union president in Ohio and says when other private equity firms have bought nursing homes, things have gone downhill quickly.
The typical business model is that we cut staffing. We then cut corners on supplies and basic cares, and not unexpectedly, the quality of care deteriorates rapidly, and there are an untold number of human tragedies that result.
Union member Chandler Luke works at Oak Pavilion, a nursing home HCR Manor Care operates in Cincinnati. He complains that staffing levels are so low, he doesn't have the time to properly care for the residents he's assigned. And he says, as it is, he's expected to handle more physical labor than female workers.
I feel like it's not about the residents no more. It's just about money. How many people you could put in the room. So if you could put three or four beds in a room, you save money. It's just hard, man. I'm just dealing with it. I wish it'd get better, but who knows?
A spokesman for HCR Manor Care says each nursing center is well above required staffing levels. And he says the union has been spreading inaccurate and misleading information about them and the transaction. Chris Ullman is a spokesman for the Carlyle Group. He says decimating HCR Manor Care wouldn't make good business sense.
It's in everyone's best interest. It's in our interest, it's in our investors' interest, and most importantly, it's in the best interest of the patients and the residents of the nursing homes to provide quality care.
But the buyout includes a 20% premium paid to HCR ManorCare stockholders. And the union says the only way Carlyle will make that up is by cutting costs. In Columbus, this is Karen Kassler from Marketplace.
Federal investigators are looking at U.S. food companies supplying the soldiers in Iraq. The Wall Street Journal reports possible corruption or fraud in the delivery of food. Sara Lee, ConAgra, and Purdue Farms are on the menu. The Journal's reporting hundreds of millions of dollars in overcharges and illegal kickbacks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Apartheid is a deep wound in the soul of South Africa. Tens of thousands were killed, tortured, and mistreated under a racist regime. International sanctions helped bring change and democratic elections in 1994. But survivors of apartheid-era violence say some U.S. companies helped prop up that system. And a landmark New York court decision just opened the door for them to seek damages. Gretchen Wilson reports from Johannesburg.
The companies named include Exxon, General Electric, and IBM. Marjorie Jobson is with the Kulumani Support Group for Apartheid Survivors.
The United Nations issued a series of resolutions about apartheid being a crime against humanity, and in spite of those resolutions, these companies continued to trade with and to benefit from the apartheid government.
Jobson says they've specifically targeted companies that supplied security agencies with things like oil, weapons, and computer technology to monitor people. One of the plaintiffs is 66-year-old Lizzie Safolo.
During apartheid, I lost my husband. He was tortured and killed by the police. My husband was a breadwinner. My children are not educated. I was a single parent.
Safolo says her family's been trapped in poverty ever since. Not all South Africans support the case, though. The current government is wary of scaring off international investors and has spoken out against the suit. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.